Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalom for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Dvoru Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Frado, and Chaya Devora Bas Sara Sprinza. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos via Cheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram, Ben Yibod L'chaim Toivim, Remoisha Chaim. So we are now going to return to the regular program, which is the sugyas of the Leil HaSeder, the second Mishnah of Perek Arbi Pesachim. So the Perek began from a Mishnah perspective, discussing three halachas related to Pesach. Three very broad halachas related to Pesach. The first is Arvei Pesachim Samach Lemincha LaYoychal Adam Atcha Techshach. A person has to make sure that when he sits down to eat his Kezayis Matzah at the Leil HaSeder, he eats a L'Tehavon. It's a hiddur to have a hearty appetite when you're Mekayim a mitzvah of Achila. So much so that Chazal said that a half hour before Mincha Ketana on Erev Pesach, LaYoychal Adam, a person shouldn't eat. The second halacha was Haseba. Afilu ani shebe Yisrael lo yoichal atche yosef. And the first halacha was talud koisus. Kineged the foolish shoyness of geula. Vaytzesi vitzalti vigoalti vilokachti. There's a mitzvah of talud koisus. There too, even an ani, afilu an ani hamisparnes min atamchoy. And the chiddush is even a Rabbi Akiva that holds asei shabbat chochol valtitzarech lebrios. But this is an idea of persume nisa, and it's for that reason every single yid has to drink talud koisus, says the Mishnah. So we're beginning to say there mazguloi kois rishoin. So the first thing that happens is we pour the first of the dalet koisos. Now, what do we do with the first of the dalet koisos? We make kiddush. Says the Mishnah, there was a machlokes b'shamay b'sul. How are you supposed to make kiddush? B'shamay says mevarich al yoyim, ma'acha kach mevarich al hayayim. Kiddush on Friday night and kiddush on Yontif night is made up of two brachas. One bracha is the yoyim. We acknowledge the fact that tonight is Yontif. The other bracha is Yayin. You're about to make a Boyer Bria Goffin because we make Kiddush ala Yayin. Hamavarech tzorech sheyitoyim. You have to taste from the wine, which means that you have no choice but to make a Boyer Bria Goffin. So you're going to make two brachas. You're going to be Mekadesh on the Yoyim and you're going to be Mekadesh on the Yayin. Bishamai says, first you make the bracha on the Yoyim and then afterwards you make the bracha on the wine. Bisul says just the opposite. Mavarech ala Yayin. First you make the Boyer Bria Goffin. Ma'achakach mavarech ala Yoyim. And afterwards you acknowledge the fact that it's Yontif. We, of course, paskin like Bisul. That's why there's a small aleph by Shitas Beisil. First, we make a Bayer Priya Goffin, and then afterwards, Mevarech Aliyim. Zokdig Martan Rabban, Tvarim Shabim Bisham Beisil Besut. A Braisa discussed things that Bisham Beisil argued specifically as it relates to Hilchos Suda. Bisham Yoim, and Bisham says, Mevarech Aliyim, Va'achakach Mevarech Aliyim. That when you make Kiddush, first you make the Brach on the Yoim, and afterwards, you make the Brach on the Yoim, which was essentially Bisham Shita in our Mishnah. But the Braisa, as it so often does, expands a little bit on the halacha of the Mishnah. In our case, it gives the reason for Shitas Beishamai and Shitas Beisil. So it says, Beishamai, first you make the bracha on the day, then you make the bracha on the wine. Why? Two reasons. Number one, the only reason you're drinking a glass of wine right now is because it's Yontif. If it wasn't Yontif, you'd have no obligation to drink wine. So what's the cause? The cause is the yoyim, so it makes sense to do the yoyim first. Additionally, v'kfar kfidei shayoyim v'adayin yayin loyba. Which came first? Did yontif come first, or did the wine come first? It's been yontif already for 2 hours. Now you're first about to make kiddush. So it makes sense that if the yoyim came before the yayin, just chronologically, so you should be mevarech al yoyim, and then you should be mevarech al yayin. So these are two svaras that are similar, but they're not the same. The first svara Bishamai said is, what's the cause, what's the effect? The cause is the yoyim, the effect is the yayin. So being that the yoyim is the goyim, so it makes sense that that is what you should start with. Additionally, the second svara is, what practically comes first? First it's yontif, and then afterwards you bring wine. Afterwards, mozguloi kais risha. You already daven. It's already sometime into yontif. So again, it makes sense. If the day comes before the yayin, then that's the bracha that you should make first. Beisul says, no, mevarech ala yayin, ve'achakach mevarech ala yayin. First you make the bracha on the yayin. First you make the bayir priyagof, and then afterwards you make the bracha on the day. Why? Says Beisul. Also two reasons. Number one, because you wouldn't be making making Kiddush if you didn't have wine. At the end of the day, we don't make Kiddush if we don't have wine. And being that you wouldn't be making Kiddush if you didn't have wine, it's true that the Yoyim is what's causing the Yayin, but at the same time, if there's no Yayin, you wouldn't make the bracha on the Yoyim. So it comes out that, in a way, the Yayin is also the Goyrim, b'pnei sha'yayin goyrim l'kiddush et ha'yomer. So it's for that reason you make the bracha first on the wine. Dafar acher, another reason, because the bracha of yayin is tadr. It's often that one makes a bayir priyagafen. Ubirchas hayoyim ain't a tadira, whereas the bracha of the yoyim is not so tadr. And the rule is tadr. V'she'enoy tadr, tadr kaidem. If there's a question of doing something that's tadr versus something that's enoy tadr, so whatever's tadr always comes first. So says Beisilol. So those are my two reasons why I think that first you should make the bracha on the yayin, and then you should make the bracha on the yoyim. Says the Gemara. Well, who's the halacha like? This is all the Brisa talking about halacha k'divrei Beisil, and we paskin like Beisil that you mevarich al hayayin v'achakach mevarich al hayayin. So the Gemara has two questions with this Brisa. So again, the Mishnah very simply mentioned the machloikis between Beisham and Beisil. Whenever you make Kiddush, you're going to make a bracha on the yoyim, you're going to make a bracha on the yayin. Which bracha do you make first? Beisham says you mevarich al hayayin first. Beisil says you mevarich on the yayin first. We're talking specifically with regards to the Mazgulay Kais Rishon, the first of the Dalit Kaises, which also happens to be the Kais of Kiddush. But really, this is true and it's applicable to every single Kiddush. According to Beishamai, first you mevarech al hayayin. According to Beisil, first you mevarech al hayayin. The Braisa then expanded on the Mishnah, really in two regards. Number one, it explained why Beishamai took his position and why Beisil took its position. And the Braisa brought two reasons why Beis Shammai holds Mevarech al Hayayin v'achakach Mevarech al Hayayin, and two reasons why Beis Hillel holds Mevarech al Hayayin v'achakach Mevarech al Hayayin. The second contribution of the Braisa was the Braisa Paskin. The Braisa said, v'halocha k'divrei Beis Hillel, that we Paskin like Beis Hillel. So the two hoisafos that the Braisa mentioned over the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to analyze. Number one, says the Gemara, my davar acha, why did Beis Hillel need two reasons? So Beis Hillel gave two reasons, just like Beis Shammai did, but they still gave two reasons why first you mevarech al hayayin and then you mevarech al hayayin. You mevarech al hayayin first because the yayin is goyim l'kiddush et hayomer. You wouldn't be making kiddush if you didn't have wine. The other reason you mevarech al hayayin first because yayin is tadr, kiddush is einoy tadr, and tadr v'she einoy tadr, tadr kaidim. So the Gemara's first question is, why do we need two reasons? So the Gemara says very simple, because v'chi teimu, you're going to tell me, hasam tarti v'hachacha, the Beis Shammai had two reasons. I mean, it's a very obvious Gemara. So Beis Shammai had two reasons, and Beis Hillel would only have one reason, so you would think that maybe the halacha would be like Beis Shammai. So that's why the Braisa went and mentioned that Beis Hillel also has two reasons. What's Beis Hillel's second reason? Tadr v'she'enoy tadr, tadr kaidem. So that addresses the Gemara's first very brief analysis of this Braisa. The second, the Braisa paskin. The Braisa said, v'halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. Faith the Gemara p'shita. It's so obvious. Of course the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The hanafik baskel. There was a baskel that reconciled. There was a baskel that said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. It's non-negotiable. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Since the halacha is always like Beis Hillel, so why would the Braisa have to paskin like Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says two terutz. The first terut says, iba yisei mekoydem baskel. Maybe this Braisa was taught before the baskel. This baskel that said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel happened at a certain point in time. The baskel didn't come down at Har Sinai. It happened at some point in Jewish history. Maybe this Braisa predated the baskel. So you're right, post-baskel, every little child knows that if there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. But what about before the baskel? Then it wasn't so clear. If it was clear, you wouldn't need a baskel. So this Braisa that said Halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel was going all pre-baskel. Iba yisem, the Gemara says, maybe Eimel la'achar baskel. Maybe really it happened after the baskel. If there's already a baskel, so why do I need a braisa to tell me that Allah is like Beis Hillel? Rabbi Yeshua, he da'ame ein mashkichin be'baskel. There is a sheet that's Rabbi Yeshua that holds ein mashkichin be'baskel. And being that there's such a man da'amar, so it's for that reason, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't acknowledge the baskel. So maybe the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Kamash malon, that even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds in mashkichim the baskel, that we do not pay attention to a baskel, but still the halacha is going to be like Beis Hillel. So what's this baskel? So we've spoken a lot about this over the years, but just to mention the Gemara, it's in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rab Abba, Amar Shmuel, Shalosh Shanim, Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. For 3 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued. Halalu oimrim halacha kimoyseinu, v'halalu oimrim halacha kimoyseinu. Beis Shammai said that we're right, and Beis Hillel said that they are right. Meaning, there's so many machloikas in the Shas between Bishamai and Bishol. But then there was a more general machloikas. Bishamai said, all those machloikas in, we're right. And Bishol said, all those machloikas in, we're right. Now, without even going weiter, how do you even read the Gemara? Of course, Bishamai held they were right, and Bishol said they were right. Imagine you would have machloikas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, I'm right. Shmuel said, I'm right. Yeah, of course. Obviously, if Rav said what he said, he thinks he's right. If Shmuel said what he said, he thinks he's right. If Bishamai took their position, they think they're right. They think Birchas Hayayim comes before Birchas Hayayim. Bishol took their position, they think Birchas Hayayim comes before Birchas Hayayim. So the Teres Chaim and Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Chiddel and all the Achroinim explain that Pasha Bishan and the Gemara is as follows. Bishamai and Bishol understood that you can't just have a machloikis. Doesn't work that way. And as a result, if you have all these machloikis in, they're going to have to figure out what the Hachra is going to be. So they knew the rule. Achrei Rabban Lahatos. Whenever you have a machloikis, so you always assume Rav. But you know what happened? Another fight broke out. Another machloikis broke out. Bishol said, we're the Rav. And Bishol said, I'll prove it to you. Do the math. Just do the census. There were more members of Bishol than there were of Beis Shammai. In fact, there were a lot more members of Bishol than there were of Beis Shammai. So they said, Halacha kimoseinu, because we're the Rav. Beis Shammai said, it's true that quantitatively you're the Rav. He said, but we're much smarter. We're much bigger lamdanin. And as a result, even though you're Rav in Kamus, you're Rav in quantity, but we're Rav in Echos. We're Rav in quality. And as a result, they said, Halacha kimoseinu. So said this Teres Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and other Achroinim, that was this added machloikis. Of course, Bishamai Bishol argued throughout Shas, obviously. And of course, Bishamai thought they were right, Bishol thought they were right. That's not a question. Bishamai held Birchas Hayoyim comes before Birchas Hayoyim. And Bishol held Birchas Hayoyim comes before Birchas Hayoyim. But the Gemara in Erevin was discussing something else. They already, after the fact, they sat down at the table. They have to negotiate a deal. And they said, okay, let's figure this all out. Tachlis, are we going to be right? Are you going to be right? So they said, let's use an objective measure. Right. Okay, whoever's the Rav is going to win. You know what happened? Another 3-year machlokes. Bishol said, we're the Rav. Bishamai said, we're the Rav. Bishol said, we're the Rav because we're Rav in Kamos, we're quantity. Bishamai said, we're the Rav because we're Rav in Echos, because we're Rav in quality. And this is a classic example. It's Exhibit A of quantity versus quality in halacha. What takes precedent? Is it quantity, Rav Kamos, or is it quality, Rav Echos? So what was the bottom line? This was the machlokes Bishamai and Bishol. Bishol said, we're Kamos, quantity, Adif. Beis Shammai said, we're Echos, quality of it. Yotza Baskol. Baskol came out, va'amra, and it said, Eilu ve'eilu divir l'kim chayim. That really everybody's right. However, v'halacha ke Beis Hillel. But the halacha is going to be like Beis Hillel. This is the Baskol that our Gemara is referring to. And this is why everybody knows that whenever there's a machloik between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. It's not negotiable. The reason it's not negotiable is because there was a Baskol. And the Baskol already paskin. In fact, there's a braisa that's quoted in many places in Shas. Tanya, lo oilam halacha ke Beis Hillel. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Says the Teres Chaim in the Sechtes Chulin, daf mem alef amid beis. That what's the lashon of daf mem gimel amid beis? Lo oilam halacha ke Beis Hillel. So says the Teres Chaim, because over here it's always going to be that way. Usually if there's a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, Abaye v'Rava. Okay, so sometimes one of the other Tanoim or Amoyron can get it right, and the halacha can be like them. But this is about a Baskel. It's nothing to do with who's right. In fact, the Baskel said, Eilu ve'eilu divrei kim chayim. There was no reason to assume Beis Hillel should be more right than Beis Shammai. But it was a Baskel. The Baskel said, halacha ki Beis Hillel, and that's why it's lo'olam halacha ki Beis Hillel. It's very difficult to find an exception, even though Tosafos and Sukkah Daf Gimel and Aleph bring 6 times that we pass like Beis Shammai. But really, it's a very big chiddush to pass like Beis Shammai, based on this idea of lo'olam. Regardless, this was the Gemara's kasha. You don't need a price at the time. Tell me, halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. Why? Because there's a baskol, and the baskol means loylam. There's no exceptions to the rule. So if that's the case, why do I need it for? What's the Gemara's teretz? 2 terutzim. The first teretz of the Gemara is, maybe the braisa was taught before the baskol, before the 3 years, and before the baskol came, and it resolved, and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Or there is a shitas Rabbi Yeshua in Shas, who holds ein mashkichin bebaskol, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you can't base any halachic significance on a Baskel, so we don't necessarily know that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and that's why we needed a braisa to paskin like Beis Hillel. Zok, the Mishnah, Vaita. So the Gemara's discussion of the first Mishnah, the Perek, was about 15 dafin. The Gemara's discussion of the second Mishnah was about 15 lines. Regardless, moving along. Hevi'u lefanav. So they brought to the Seder table, yirokos v'chazeres, some have that girso, so they bring vegetables, some metabo v'chazeres, ad shemagia l'parperes hapas. So the first thing we do is we take a vegetable, and we're metabo. We dip it into something. Rashi and the Rashbam both say that we don't dip it into charoises, but rather what we do is we dip it into something else. What's that something else? So Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Metabel B'Chazeres brings different minhagim. One of the minhagim that Tosfos says is b'mayim u'melach, into zaltzvaser, ayin sham. Regardless, we take the vegetable that was brought to the table and we dip it into something. And we do it ad shemagia leparperes hapas. What's the point? The point is that even though later we're going to eat another vegetable during the meal, we're going to eat morer. So you would think if we're going to eat morer later, so why are we eating a vegetable now? That's what the Mishnah is trying to emphasize, that even though later there's going to be morer, that's the parperes hapas that the Mishnah is referring to, but at the same time, we preempt the morer by eating this vegetable. A lot more about this in the Gemara. V'ilufana matzah, v'chazeres, v'charoises, v'shnei tavshilin, says the Mishnah. Afterwards, we bring to the table matzah, we bring chazeres, that's morer, we bring charoises, and we bring two tavshilin. Gemara will explain what that is. Aval pisha in charoises mitzvah, even though the charoises is not a mitzvah, still we bring it. Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik, a mitzvah really is a mitzvah. Uben mikdash hayim mevin levon of guvash al Pesach. And in the Beis HaMikdash, it was around now that they would bring the actual carbon Pesach. So again, a loaded Mishnah over here. A lot of the mitzvahs of the Leila Seder are mentioned, and the Gemara is going to get into it now, explain it over the next two dafin. But the first thing the Mishnah said was that after Mazgulay Kais Rishon, after you make Kiddush, you drink the first of the four Kaises. So the next thing that was brought was a vegetable, and that vegetable was eaten, and it was dipped into something before it was eaten. This is what we know as Karpas. This is the mitzvah of Karpas. Now, why do we do Karpas? So Rashi and the Rashbam both say, the reason we do Karpas is very simple. Because we want to do something bizarre. And the reason it's bizarre is because you didn't start the meal yet. So before the meal, you take a little kartoffel and you dip it into Salzwasser. It's strange. It's not something you do usually. So as a result, Kana ben Shoyl, and this is all about triggering his curiosity. It's like this, he'll ask questions, and like this, you'll be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of the Higadot Olavincha. So the purpose of the Karpas is Kedei Sheyakre Tinek V'Yishol. Now this is just an important point because there's a lot of Machshav and the Rishonim say different reasons for Karpas. But at the end of the day, ain mikra yoytza midei pshuta. The reason we do it is to do something a little out of the ordinary to pique the interest of the child. Now, the question is, why is it called karpas? So the Beis Yosef brings from the Maril that there was a vegetable called karpas, and the Chazal wanted purposely to use that vegetable. And the reason is because karpas is oisi oi samich perech. Samich is the shishim ribay, 600,000 yidin, perech is davoy desperech. So there's different ideas of why we do it the way we do it. But at the end of the day, what we're doing is kidei she yakir tinoik v'yisho. But notice, the Mishnah said, heviu lefonov mitabo b'chazeres. What's chazeres? Chazeres is lettuce. Chazeres is what the Gemara said earlier in the Masechta, you're supposed to lekatchilo use for morer. Which means that you can, if you would like, use morer for your karpas. We don't use morer for karpas, but what the Mishnah essentially is saying is you can't. Right? Just read the Mishnah. It's a little, there's some gersoyis issues here in the Mishnah, but the core of the Mishnah is saying the following. Heviu lefanov, metabel bechazeres, you take the chazeres, you dip it in, that's your karpas, ad shemagia leparperes hapas, and you eat it, even though later you're going to end up eating it again. So the Mishnah is clearly saying that if you want to eat chazeres, you could eat chazeres. Now one thing is going to emerge from the sugya. To eat chazeres, to eat morer as karpas is b'diavad. It's not really the way you should do it. But it clearly works. How do you know? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. So essentially the Mishnah is saying that if you want to use chazeres, you want to use morer for your karpas, you can. Zok to Gemara. That's the segue. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, if that's the case, I say Meres, you can prove from our Mishnah a very, very important halacha. A halacha that has ramifications in kol Teresh Shabbat Peh. And that is, mitzvah striches kavana. You see from our Mishnah, that mitzvah striches kavana. That if you do a mitzvah, but you never had in mind to be Mekayim the mitzvah, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. You need to have kavana to do a mitzvah in order to be Yotze the mitzvah. Why? Because what are you doing? What you're doing is you're eating morer before the Seder. If you're eating morer before the Seder, you were yoytze the mitzvah of morer. So how could you eat morer again? And when you eat morer again, how could you make a bracha of al achilas morer? You're already yoytze the mitzvah. If you're yoytze the mitzvah when you eat the karpas, that means you're not going to be yoytze the mitzvah later. So how are you making a bracha of al achilas mara? And also, does it make sense to be yoytze the mitzvah of mara at the beginning of the seder? That's not the proper time to do it. Mara is supposed to be eaten together with matzah. Al matzah sum roirim yachlu. There's a whole seder of how we do it, when we do it, why we do it. So if you could be yoytze karpas with chazeres, we have a major issue over here. Doesn't that, by definition, mean you were just yoytze mara? And has that impact my ability to make an al achilas mara later in the seder? So Reish Lakish said, I only have one answer to this question. This is a big kasha, said Reish Lakish. And the teretz has to be mitzvah tzriches kavana. That you want to know why this is not a problem? Because when you eat the karpas, even if you use mara, you don't have a mind to be yoytze mara. And being that you don't have a mind to be yoytze mara, and mitzvah tzriches kavana, so you were never yoytze the mitzvah. So it's true, physically you ate mara, but you were never yoytze the mitzvah. And being that you were never yoytze the mitzvah, it's for that reason it's okay. So Reish Lakish speaks it again. Being that when you ate the karpas, you didn't eat it at the time that you're supposed to eat the mara, but bar priya adama huda achale. All you did was make a bar priya adama. Right, you never even made a brichas hamitzvahs. You never made the bracha of al achilas mara is v'dilma lo yechaven lamara. Maybe you weren't mechaven tomorrow. Where Tosfos Gir says, not maybe you weren't mechaven tomorrow. You certainly weren't mechaven tomorrow. Hilchach poi l'mahadil atvulu l'shem mara. And it's for that reason, later, you b'yoy to the mitzvah of mara. The is al gadaitach mitzvah loy b'y kavanos. Reish Lakish is very wordy. He explains everything we just said. Because if you're going to tell me mitzvahs do not require kavanos, lama l'chot trei tivule. What's this whole idea of eating the mara again? V'tov l'echad azimno. You already yoy to the mitzvah of mara. So Reish Lakish said, from the fact that you can use mara, you can use chazeres for your karpas, zoysoy meres, mitzvahs, tzriches kavana. Just another major yusoid and another major sugi that's tucked away in Perek Arvei Pesachim. It's clear then that mitzvahs, tzriches kavana. But the Gemara says, maybe I'll tell you mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. So you can ask me a kasha, then why do you eat it twice? Maybe really you don't have to eat it twice. Maybe really you shouldn't have to eat it twice. Meaning, maybe really you eat to the mitzvah the first time you eat it. So then why are we doing it a second time? This is all about ki hecha de lahavi hekera letinoikis. Maybe the hecker of the karpas is to do two acts of chazeres, and by that you'll have the proper hecker. Meaning, we assume the hecker was just to do it the first time. One time before the meal, that would be the hecker. If you hold that mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, then presumably you were yoytze then, so why are you doing it again? Maybe really mitzad hilchas marer argues the Gemara, you would not have to do it again. The only reason you're doing it again is from the perspective of the hecker. But the Gemara says, v'chitem, if that's the case, im kein lishmi'inon shayirokas. So why did the Mishnah get involved in talking about chazeres? I mean, the Mishnah said that if you use chazeres for karpas, so then you still have to eat the chazeres later, which Reish Lakish thought that's a raya, that even though you ate chazeres already, must be mitzvah srichas kavanah, because if mitzvah ain't srichas kavanah, you already yoyt to the mitzvah. If you're going to tell me that really mitzvah ain't srichas kavanah, really you are yoyt to the mitzvah, the only reason you're taking a vegetable again, this is all about the hecker, so just tell me the halacha regarding shayirakas. So the Gemara said, yeah, shmina shayirakas, have amina hechatika shayirakas would have been a trade evil. No, that would have been very misleading, because I would have thought if you have a different, if you use a potato for your karpas, then you need to eat tomorrow later, obviously. You would have no raya that you need two of these acts to create the hecker, because you would think that the reason you need the second act is simply to be mekayim the mitzvah mar. The first time all it was karpas, because it was a potato, and the second time you'll be able to be yotze the mitzvah. But maybe if you use chazeres the first time, it's okay. Kamash malon, the afilu chazeres being a trei tibule. Maybe that's why the Mishnah had to tell me that afilu chazeres needs two tibule. In other words, Reish Lakish said, from the fact that you can use marer for karpas, that's a raya, that mitzvah sriches kavana. Because the mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, that means when you use the mara for karpas, you already yoytze the mitzvah, why are you eating mara again later? Simply, why are you eating it again? Now, we mentioned the bracha could also be a problem, but even forget about the bracha. Just keep it very, very simple. Why are you eating it again? But the Gemara was doicha. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish, I don't know if you have a raya. Maybe the reason you're eating mara again, it's all part of the hecker. In the world of doing things that are out of the ordinary, maybe this makes sense. The Gemara says, and besides Reish Lakish, I'll ask you a kasha. Tanya, achlan d'may yotza. Somebody used d'may to be yotza, his mitzvah of mara, he's yotza. Achlan b'loy mischavin yotza. If somebody ate Mar without having kavana, he's yotza. Achlon lechatzon yotza. If you ate a half a share, you also yotza. But vachlo yishbe nachilu lechaverta yotza mikdei achilas pras. You just have to make sure that you don't wait between the two parts that you ate more than the share of kidei achilas pras. But what do you see from this brayso? What's the part of this brayso that's applicable to our sugyo? Achlon lechatzon yotza. That if you eat the an achlon shalot b'loy mischaven yotza. That if you eat the mar without kavana, you're going to be yotza. That's not like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, Zoysay Meres Mrs. Riches Kavano. Here you have a Braisa that says very clearly that Achlon Beloy Meschavin Yatza. So again, the Mishnah said one simple Chiddush. It's not such an easy Gemara. But one simple Chiddush the Mishnah did say is that if you want to be Yatza Karpas with Marer, that's okay. So what happens if you used Chazeres, you used Marer to be fulfill your mitzvah of Karpas? What happens when it comes time to now eat the Marer? You'll eat more Marer. This only makes sense if mitzvah sriches kavana. Because if mitzvah sriches kavana, why eating mara again? You just ate mara already. So why are you doing it a second time? So the Gemara had two tshuvos on Rish Lakish. Number one, maybe the reason you're doing it again, this is all part of the hacker. Number two, it's a mefurish b'raisa. The b'raisa says, achlan shaloi b'mischaven is yotza. You see, clearly you don't have to have kavana in order to be yotza, the mitzvah of mara. So the Gemara says, tanoi, I hear, this kasha that the Gemara asked, the second kasha, meaning the first kasha the Gemara asked in Rish Lakish was just, maybe you have no raya from the Mishnah. There's another way to learn the Mishnah. Okay, that Rish Lakish has a right to argue with. But the second kasha is a kasha that Rish Lakish needs to for enfer. That's a kasha he needs to defend. If you have a braisa that says, achlan b'loy mischavin yotza, how could Rish Lakish say, mitzvah sriches kavana, that you need kavana in order to be yotza the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, oh, regarding that second question, that's a good question, tanoi. Rish Lakish could tell you really, it's a machloikis tanoi. Tanya, we're going to the braisa, Rabbi Yosef, it says, afa b'shtiva b'chazeres, even if a person used chazeres as his karpas, mitzvah lehevi lefon of chazeres. Still, there's a mitzvah to bring chazeres later. The charoy says the shnei tavshilin. Oh, so it's a mefurish braisa. But the Gemara says vakati mimai. What do you see in this braisa? What's the chiddush in this braisa? It really says essentially what the Mishnah said. Just changes one thing. Rabbi Yosi is the name. Okay, so mimai. Don't look over Rabbi Yosi. Mitzvah saying tzriches kavana. But how to be in trade tibul keichet avi akeru tinaikis. All the Brice is the Mishnah. And if the Mishnah is not a raya to Rish Lakish, why is this Brice any more a raya to Rish Lakish? So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. In the Brice, there's more of a raya. Because in Cain, my mitzvah. It's a very different lashon. The Brice said, Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Afal Pisha Tibel Bechazeres, mitzvah lahavi lefanav chazeres. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Evil lefanav, mitabo bechazeres, achemagia leparperes apas. And then it says, Evil lefanav, matzah bechazeres. The Braisa added one word. It's very, very subtle. But one word. It said mitzvah. What's the difference? So the Rashbam says, the second wide line, Kaloimar mitzvah lahavi minat Torah. Mitzvah sounds like it's not just for a hacker. Mitzvah means I still have a mitzvah to do. There's a mitzvah day raisa to eat mar. And that's what I have to do. And that's the mashmois of mitzvah. So that's where Reish Lakish saw that the reasoning you would have to eat the mar, even though you already used chazeres for your karpas, is because mitzvah sriches kavano, which means you never fulfilled the mitzvah. If you never fulfilled the mitzvah, so mitzvah, you still have a mitzvah incumbent upon you to do. And that's the point of mitzvah b'chazeres, and that's Rish Lakish's raya, the mitzvah sriches kavano. So again, the Mishnah simply said that if a person used chazeres, used marer for karpas, he would still have to eat marer later in the suda. Why? So what emerged from the Gemara is there's two understandings of what the pshat could be. Meaning, what's the question? You already ate marer. So if I I should be done. Rish Lakish's pshat is mitzvah sriches kavana. The other pshat that the Gemara suggests is maybe this is simply in the world of hacker. Rish Lakish's raya, meaning where he thought he had a real raya, is not so much from the Mishnah, even though he commented on the Mishnah. That's because the Mishnah is the Mishnah, so this is where he's commenting. But his real raya was from a braisa, because the braisa essentially says what the Mishnah says. It's in the name of Rabbi Yosi, and the Mishnah says, Afal pi shetibel b'chazeres, mitzvah lehevi lefanav chazeres. Mitzvah sounds like he still have a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Not just for a hacker, but you have a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Oh, that's a raya, you weren't yotze the mitzvah. Ah, you were yotze the mitzvah. Muzay mitzvah sriches kavan. We'll get back to this. What are these two tafshilin? So the Mishnah said that one of the things that you eat by the Leila Seder is two tafshilin, literally two cooked foods. What are these cooked foods? Meaning, what do they have to? Rav Huna said, silka v'aroiza. It could be cooked beets and cooked rice. Rava says the Gemara, have a mahader at silka v'aroiza. When he made his Seder, he tried making sure that his two tafshilin would be cooked beets and cooked rice. Why? Because that's what Rav Huna said. Meaning, Rav Huna was just giving it as an example. He didn't say it has to be there. He just gave an example. You want it to be beets, it could be beets. I mean, you want to make it meat, make it meat. That's probably even more like katchila. But the point was, is that being that Rav Huna gave that as an example, and Rav wanted to fulfill the words of Rav Huna literally, so he dafka tried. Have a mahadar. It sounds like he went to lengths to try to find silka v'aroiza hayov enough and put it to Rav Huna. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, "Shmami, no, Rav Huna less the chayish halach b'Yochanan Ben Nuri." You see, from Rav Huna, then nobody was concerned with Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Who's Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri? Earlier in the Masech, the time run to the rice, Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Oyer is min daganu. Oyer is a type of grain. The chayov and al chimutzei kares. And if somebody would eat oyres in a chametz sense, he would violate the laws of chametz. And if you make rice matzahs, you can be yoytzei a mitzvah matzah. From the fact that Rav Huna said that you can use as your shnei tavshilin cooked rice, that's a right we don't hold like Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Because if the halacha is like Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri, you're not going to cook rice because you're running into chametz problems. So from the fact that, yeah, just use rice, no worries, that's a raya that the halacha is not like Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. It's also a raya you could eat kidneys, but that's a whole other conversation. But the point is, as it relates to the Gemara's discussion, it's a raya that less the chayish the Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Chizki Omar, Chizki said, as it relates to the two tafshilim, you can use afilu dag ubeitza she'olav. If you cook a fish and you smear a little bit of egg on top of the fish, ayin rashbam, that also works. Meaning, you would have thought that maybe this is only one tafshil. Really, you're eating a fish that has a little bit of geschmircht of an egg on top of it. No, it's not considered one. It's considered to Rabbi Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yosef, satzor shnei b'nei bas. And it has to be two types of meats. Echad zeichel ha-pesach, ve'echad zeichel ha-chagigo. One is a zeichel to the carbon pesach, and the other one's a zeichel to the chagigo. Which chagigo? The chagigo yudalet. That was the chagigo that was eaten together with the carbon pesach. It was eaten, so like this, when you eat the Karban Pesach, you would eat the Karban Pesach al ha-soiva, and it's a zecher to those two karbonos of kachem that were eaten, b'leil ha-seder, b'zvan shereis ha-mikdash ha-yakayim, that we eat two tavshilim today. Ravina Amar, Ravina said, afilu garma u'bishula, he said the biggest chiddush. He says, even if you cook one piece of meat, and then you eat the meat, and the marak, shenes bashloboy, says Rashbam, and you eat the sauce, the liquid, the soup, that the meat is inside, or that the bone is inside, even that would be enough. That would constitute the halacha. You'd be able to satisfy this obligation of shnei tafshim. So going back to karpas for a moment. If somebody has different types of green zeigen, right? So you have shayu yirokos, and you also have chazeres, and it's time for karpas. So what should you do? Mevarech ha-shay yirokos bayir pri adama, v'achel. You should make a bayir pri adama on the shay yirokos. Don't go near the chazeres. You're getting involved in sugyas and mitzvah shrichas kavana. That's not a good idea. So you should take one of the other yirokos. You should make a bayir pri adama. You should eat it. V'adim mevarech al-achilas mar. Then when it comes time to eat the mar, you'll just make an achilas mar. Do you have to make another bayir pri adama? No, because you have in mind when you eat the karpas to be yoytza the mar. What if somebody only has chasa? All he has is chazeres, doesn't have anything else. Also, now you're getting involved in our sugya. So, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, the price, everybody holds you can do it. Right? Everybody holds you can use chazeres, you can take your mar, you can use it as karpas. That's not negotiable. Why it works and why you have to eat the mar again, that was the first part of the daf, the not such easy part of the daf. But everybody agrees, there's no question in the world that it works. Says the Gemara, okay, as it relates to practically speaking, kitzah shulchan aruch, tachlis. Side of my Haggadah, what should I do? Meaning, in terms of brachas, how do I work this out? So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said, Mevarech mikar amar, bayir pri adama. So first, you take the mar, meaning the karpas, you make a bayir pri adama, v'achel, you'll eat it, u'levesayt, mevarech ala, achilas mar v'achel, and then later, when it comes time to eat it again, then you're going to make the bracha of al achilas mar, then you'll eat it a second time. Aye, how could you make the achilas mar? Weren't you yoytza the mar already? So Tosfos speaks out that Rav Huna holds like Rish Lakish, the mitzvah sriches kavana. So really, you weren't yoytza the mitzvah. If you weren't yoytza the mitzvah, that's why it's a masl Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda, who was the Talmud of Rav Huna, he was maskifla. He came very stark and he said, Rebbech, Fashtenish, Lachash, Amila, Kreisei, Emenu, Chayzim, Varech, Alev. I don't understand. How can you make an achilas mar if you ate the mar 2 hours ago? How you already ate it? You Amila, Kreisei. Which is interesting because we eat less than a kazayas. But you are mila kreisei, I'm berishonu. So if you are mila kreisei already, then how do you have a right to make the bracha? Elam Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda argues. Mikar mevarech ala bayir pri adama. First, you make the bayir pri adama. Ve'al achilas marer va'achel, you eat it. Ule besayif achel achilas chasa b'lei bracha. And then later, you eat the marer without making a bracha. So what's the halacha? So there were different minhagim. Besurya, Avdi Kiravuna. They used to do like Ravuna. They would make Adama on the Karpas, even though it was Marer, not an Achilas Marer. And then later they would make an Achilas Marer. Rav Sheshes prayed to Rav Yeshua, Avdi Kirav Chizda. Rav Sheshes prayed to Rav Yeshua. He went against the Minig of Surya. He followed Rav Chizda. He made a Hadoma and an Achilas Marer on the Karpas. And then later he just ate the Marer without making another bracha. V'hilchasa kavasi to Rav Chizda. And the halacha is that if someone finds himself in this situation, the halacha is like Rav Chizda. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav mahadash ayirak. Is Rav Acha b'rei de Rav do what we did? He looked for some other type of vegetable. He looked for a potato. Why? Lafuke nafshim eplukta. He didn't want to get involved in this machloikis. This is way too complex. There's no reason karpas has to be so complicated. It's only if you use chazeres. Okay, now you have shailas and sugis and halachas and brachas. Then it becomes a very, very intense topic. But otherwise, it's very straightforward. So what? Rav Acha b'rei de Rava used to do is he was mahadash ayirakis like this, he wouldn't have any issues. So just a few ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So one of the topics of today's daf, Amid Beis, Amar Ish Lakish, Zoysoy Meres, Mitzvahs Tzriches Kavana. So the sugya of Mitzvahs Tzriches Kavana comes up in many places in Shas, most notably Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph. It's also mentioned very prominently in the beginning of Perek HaMotzi Tefillin, the end of Masechtas Erevin, and it's one of the classic sugyas that really touch on so many different ideas. But as we saw, tucked away in the middle of Avarvei Pesachim, and Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, Reish Lakish felt that he had a raya to this major shaila of whether mitzvahs triches kavana, mitzvahs ain't triches kavana. And Reish Lakish said, so I say, Meres from the Mishnah, that mitzvahs triches kavana. What was Reish Lakish's raya? Because the Mishnah said that if all you have is chazeres, you don't have any other vegetable, all you have is marer, you should use marer for karpas, use it in the beginning of the meal, and then later in the meal, eat it again. And Reish Lakish was bothered. I don't understand. If you use marer in the beginning of the meal, so what's going to, why are you doing it again later? You already yoytze the mitzvah. Oh, must be, because you do it in the beginning of the meal, you won't have kavana. You're doing it for karpas, you're not doing it for marer. Mitzvah sriches kavana, you weren't yoytze the mitzvah. You weren't yoytze the mitzvah. Like this, you're able to do it again. But if mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, it would make no sense why you would be doing it a second time. Chachamim told Reish Lakish, maybe this is related to Hecker, it's related to the Tinoikis asking questions, but regardless, Reish Lakish is sheet as mitzvah sriches kavana, and he brought a raya from where? He brought a raya from Karpas. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. This Gemara is a classic, but it's also a Gemara that relates a little bit to the sugyas of Mesechtes Pesachim. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "May dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, ki yasharim darchei Hashem, the ways of Hashem are yashar, v'tzadikim yelchubam, upayshem yikashlubam, meaning the ways of Hashem are yashar, and it's for that reason, tzadikim yelchubam, tzadikim that go in the way of Hashem, it's gevaldik. The payshem are yikashlubam, they stumble. Why? Dafka, because it's Yashar. And the Peshaya can't walk on the Derech HaYashar. Everything is krum. Everything is backwards. So Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idichsev kisharim Derech HaYashem. Tzadikim yechubam upayshim yikashubam. Meaning it sounds like the same path can be Yashar to one person, and it can be the cause of stumbling to another person. See, so mashal l'shnei bnei adam shetzalu es b'schem. I'll explain to you in a mashal. There were two people that roasted their carbon Pesach. Echad achmoy l'shum mitzvah. One person, when he ate his carbon Pesach, he had a mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas carbon Pesach. And the other person, when he ate from the meat of the carbon Pesach, he had a mind not to fulfill the mitzvah of carbon Pesach, but he had a mind to fress. He had a mind l'shum achila gasa. Said Rabbi Yochanan, "Zesh achlu l'shum mitzvah v'tzadikim yechubam." The person that ate it l'shum mitzvah is mekayim a mitzvah. V'zesh achlu l'shum achila gasa. The one that had a mind achila gasa upayshim yikashlubam. He didn't do the mitzvah. So you have two people that ate a kezayis abot from the same animal on the same night. One person's a tzaddik and the other person's a paisheya. Why? The person that had a mind l'shem mitzvah, he's tzadikim yechubam. The person that had a mind l'shum achila gasa, he had a mind, I'm hungry, I'm starving, yichil fresen, that person is upayshim yikashubam. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. It's one derech. For one person, yechubam, for the other person, yikashubam. Zok to Gemara. Am alei Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish turned to Rabbi Yochanan and he said, "Hai rosha karislai." So I understand, this person that ate the carbon Pesach l'shum achila gasa, you're calling him a rasha? Why is he a Rasha? Nah, he do a kavim mitzvah in a mufcher. I understand. Maybe he didn't do the mitzvah in the most optimal way. I understand he ate a l'shem achila gas. Oh, but Pesach mi a kavim. At the end of the day, he ate. So if he ate, why are you calling him a Rasha? So Rish Lakish says, I don't understand. A person that eats Pesach l'shem achila gas is a Rasha. Why is he a Rasha? I don't know, did he do the mitzvah min ha-mufcher? Certainly not. He didn't have the right kavanas. But at the same time, how can you call him a rush? So then what does the pasuk mean? So Reish Lakish offered a different interpretation, a different pshat in the pasuk. Freit the shagas aryeh. In Tureyev, in the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, daf chav tes amir al, not chav ches, it's on daf chav tes, in the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, he says, I don't understand. Reish Lakish l'shitasoy holds, in Pesachim daf kuf yudal on the base. So he say, meres mitzvahs triches kavanah. We spoke it out 10 times in the daf. He holds that from the fact that you use chazeres for karpas and then use it again during the seder, that's a right. You weren't yotzei in the mitzvah the first time. Why not? Because mitzvah sriches kavanah. So freit the shagas aryeh in the Turi Evan. If mitzvah sriches kavanah, then what's Reish Lakish tanya to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan's gerech. Two people ate the carbon pesach. One person ate it l'shum mitzvah. The other person ate it l'shum achila gasa. Said Rabbi Yochanan, the one that ate it l'shum mitzvah, tzadikim yevchubam. The one that ate it l'shum achila gasa, he's upayshim yikashubam. He didn't do the mitzvah. So Reish Lakish, what? Nay, the mitzvah and amufcher he didn't. No, Reish Lakish, if you hold mitzvah triches kavana and he ate it l'shum achila gasa, so it comes out he wasn't yoytzei the mitzvah. So if he wasn't yoytzei the mitzvah, freik the shagas aryeh and turei evin Rosh Hashanah daf chavtes, I have a steer in Reish Lakish from Psoch and Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis. It's mefurish. Amir Reish Lakish is oisai meres mitzvah triches kavana, and from Nazir daf chav gimel amin alef. This is also a Gemara in Hoyrius. It's not mefurish, but it's clearly implied that Reish Lakish holds that mitzvahs ain't triches kavana. So said the Shagasari, at first glance, there would seem to be a stira. And the Shagasari said a very big svara. I'll just mention it very briefly. To be miyashiv the two sugyas. He says that maybe there's a difference. Maybe when you do a mitzvah, that you could be mekayin in many different ways, Reish Lakish holds mitzvahs triches kavana. But if I do a mitzvah, and the only way for me to do the mitzvah is the way I'm doing it, I'm yoytze the mitzvah, even if I don't have kavana. What does that mean? So said the Shagasari Gevaldik. He said, Mar, is there a din that says which piece of lettuce or grain you have to use in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Mar? No. You can use all the Mar in the world, all the grain in the world. Now, punkt, I'm at my Seder, and this is the grain I have, this is the chazeres that I have, memela. But in terms of what my obligation is, my mitzvah is to eat marer. And it doesn't matter where the marer came from, ula not the hoylich, as long as it's marer, I have an ability to fulfill my mitzvah eating that mar. Pesach is different. Pesach is only nechal l'menuyav. I have my carbon Pesach, and I could only eat from my carbon Pesach. I can't eat from your carbon Pesach. The mitzvah of carbon Pesach is not simply to eat a kezayas basar b'leil Pesach. The mitzvah is to eat a kezayas basar from my carbon Pesach. It was nechal l'chabura, and you have to eat from the animal that was slaughtered for your chabura. Salubesavis, that's the way this works. So said the Shagas Aryeh, if I'm doing a mitzvah where theoretically I can be mekayim the mitzvah in any way I want. So I can use any piece of marer, matzah. I can eat any matzah. So says the Shagas Aryeh, over there, the halacha is going to be mitzvah striches kavana. Because what I'm doing right now is not necessarily my mitzvah. And therefore I need the element of kavana to make it work. However, when I'm doing a maisa as a maisa mitzvah, where the maisa that I'm doing is the only way for me to fulfill this maisa mitzvah, there the maisa mitzvah is considered a maisa mitzvah even without having kavana. And over there, the halacha is going to be mitzvah saying tzriches kavana. So said the Shagas Aryeh, Reish Lakish, who said in Pesach and Kuf Yudal Amud Beis Eis Emeres mitzvah tzriches kavana, he was talking about marer. Marer, there you can fulfill your mitzvah with any marer. You can fill it with any marer. So then mitzvah tzriches kavana in order for me to be yoytze my mitzvah. But Reish Lakish, that said, mitzvah saying tzriches kavana in Nazar Chav Gimel Aman Aleph, he was talking about the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is this specific Karban Pesach. It has to be this piece of meat in front of me. I mean that it has to be this piece of meat in front of me. Over there, I could only be yoitzed in that way. The Shagas Aryeh said that just to explain it with a little bit of a mashal, a real kachin mashal is, there's a shayla in Zvachin Daf Beis Amin Beis. Stama Lishma or Stama's Lav Lishma. So the Gemara, right, any time where there's an idea, you have to do something Lishma. And if you do something Shaloi Lishma, it's a problem. What if I didn't have any kavan? I didn't have a kavan of Lishma. I didn't have a kavan of Shaloi Lishma. So the Gemara says, sometimes Stama Lishma, sometimes it's not Lishma. An example of Stama Lishma, Kachim. Kachim Stama Lishma. An example of Stama where it's Shaloi Lishma is Ksivas Aget. For Kasav La, it has to be Lishma. But if you write it Shaloi Lishma, if you write it Stama, Did Allah is it Shaloi Lishma. What's the difference? So the Gemara says that Kachim is an animal that's kachim. You have an oyla. It's oymet to be brought as an oyla. So mean that it's oymet to be brought as an oyla. I don't need the kavana to give it a din as if it's being brought for an oyla. Stam is going to be okay. Get, a woman is not oymet to be divorced. And as a result, the ksiva saget would require lishma. So said the Shagasari, it's a similar svara. That where I could do the mitzvah with any piece of marah. So this piece of marah is not oymet to be the kezayas marah. So there I need a kavana. Stam is not okay. Mitzvah triches kavana. As opposed to the Karban Pesach where it has to be this animal. So by the Karban Pesach, it has to be this animal. So there it's like a stam lishma. That's like an oila which needs to be brought as a Karban oila. So over there, the halach would be that mitzvah ain't triches kavana. I saw in the shiurim from Shulam David, he asked that even by the Karban Pesach, there's many kezaisim in the Karban Pesach. So who said it has to be this kezais? It could have been a different kezais within that Karban Pesach. So that's already a whole different shmooze. But the bottom line is, it's interesting. Number one, the steer of the Turi Evan. Number two, the teretz of the Turi Evan. And number three, the way the Turi Evan is equating. The way the Shagasai is equating the sugis of Stama Lishma and Lishma and Kachim and Shaloi Lishma and Kachim to the sugis of Mitzvah Sriches Kavano and Mitzvah Ein Sriches Kavano. But there's one interesting takeaway from this whole shmooze. And that is, in today's daf, Zochim Kuf Yudalid, and in Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel, and the Shagas Aryeh, it's clear that there's a halach of mitzvahs tzriches kavana, even when it comes to mitzvahs of achila. And the truth is, this is very not poshut at all. In fact, when we learned the sugya Matzah Shel Tevel, way back in Perek Kol Shah, we spoke at a rabbi in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, where Reb Chaim said to be Miyashiv and Rambam that it could be there's a fundamental difference between ordinary mitzvahs and between mitzvahs that are achila. Just to refresh our memory very, very briefly. So there's a big sugya in Shas. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, mitzvah Zayin Srichas Kavana. So what's the first thing you do when you have a shayla like this? You open up the Rambam. If you'd open up the Rambam, you'd have even a bigger problem. Because the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka is Soyser himself. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says that in order to be Yoytzat Kiyah Shoyfer with somebody else, you have to have Kavana. The Shemeya has to have Kavana. The Baltakeya has to have Kavana. Everybody has to have Kavana. Why? Because mitzvah Srichas Kavana. The same Rambam in Hilchas Pesach says that if somebody was forced to eat matzah, the halach is he's yoitza. Why? Because mitzvahs ain't triches kavana. So the Ran in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, and everybody asks on the Rambam contradicted himself. Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam paskins, tzorech sheyischavin mashmia lohoitzi v'shemeya lotzi. It's mitzvahs triches kavana. And then in Hilchas Chometz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, Kofi Vav Hamatzah Yotza, mitzvahs ain't triches kavana. So what's the pshat? It's Reb Chaim Brisker, he said it to explain Iran, but Reb Chaim said that it's muchach in the Rambam held that there's a difference between mitzvahs srichas kavana when it comes to mitzvahs of achila and mitzvahs srichas kavana when it comes to mitzvahs that are not achila. Reb Chaim said, what's the difference? So he said a tremendous lumdus that we spoke about at length, but the very quick version of it is, what's the mandama that holds mitzvahs srichas kavana holds? That if you do a maisa mitzvah, but you didn't have in mind that it should be a mitzvah, it's garnished. It's kemesaseik ba'alma. It's as if you didn't even realize what it was you're doing. Right? If somebody would bend down to pick up a pen, and then he would rip something out of the ground on Shabbos. Well, shouldn't be picking up a pen on Shabbos. A fork. And he would rip something out of the ground. So, the halach is, he wouldn't have to bring a carbon chatos. He wouldn't even be considered, it's not, he's a mesaseik. I wasn't trying to pull something. I wasn't being koitzer. I didn't even have a mind to be koitzer. I was picking something up off the floor. That's just what happened. That's a mesasek. Mesasek is always putter. So Reb Chaim said that if I do a mitzvah, but I don't have a mind that it should be a mitzvah, it's nothing. It's a nitkei mitzvah. All it is a mesasek ba'alma. So Reb Chaim said that we know that even though mesasek is nothing, if a person doesn't have a mesasek, it's no worries. It's not something you have to worry about. But there's two times where mesasek is a problem. Ha-mesasek b'chalovim ube'arayos. If somebody eats macholis asurois, eats chelev, and he was a mesasek, he has to bring a karban chatos. Why? Because even though what he did was an act of mesasek, but at the same time, when it comes to chelev, you have to bring a karban chatos. Shekein nehene. Because at the end of the day, you had hana, and being that at the end of the day, you had hana, that's enough to obligate you to bring a karban chatos. So said Reb Chaim, that's what Rambam held. The Rambam held that mitzvah srichas kavana. You know why? Because if you don't have kavana to do a mitzvah, all you are is a mesasek ba'alma. If that's the case, a chapsa nafkamino. Because just like when it comes to isurim of mesasek, the aloch is mesasek b'chalav and mischayiv. When it comes to mitzvahs b'mesasek, if you do a mitzvah b'mesasek, it's going to be considered a mitzvah. So the same mesasek b'chalavim that's chayiv is the Rambam that says kafoy va'ochel matzah yotzo. Ay, mitzvah srichas kavana. Mitzvah srichas kavana means that if you don't have kavana, you're going to be a mesasek. That's all it means. It means that if you don't have kavana, you're going to be a misasik. But when it comes to achila over there, misasik is considered a maisa, even if you didn't have kavana. So misasik is considered a maisa, even if you didn't have kavana. So said Rab Chaim, that's pshat in the Rambam. When it comes to tkiyah shofar, it's not a question of achila. So there you're a misasik ba'alma. How can you be yoytze the mitzvah if you're mitzvah srichas kavana? When it comes to achila, it's true you're a misasik. But mesasik bechalav and mischayev, because at the end of the day you had ano. So mean that mesasik bechalav and mischayev, because at the end of the day you had ano. So it's for that reason you're going to be chayev. So I saw that the Pnei Yeshua in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Ches Amar Aleph, and the Prima Gadim in his Psicha Koilalos, and the Hilchos Chasam Sofer right here on this Gemara, they all ask the same question: that if there's a svara, maybe to be mechalik between mitzvah srichas kavana. When it comes to inyanim of achila, like the Rambam Shita, that there's a nafkamina when it comes to mitzvah srichas kavana between achila and between not achila. So l'chayra, how do you understand Rish Lakish's Shita? Even if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, let's say mitzvah srichas kavana, but here we're dealing with achila. By achila, I thought for sure there's no mitzvah srichas kavana. For sure there's no mitzvah srichas kavana. So what's pshat in our sugya? How does that beautiful Rav Chaim stand with our sugya? I mean, it's very nice. But l'chay, we have a whole sugya over here of mitzvah srichas kavan, even when it comes to mara. So the Pnei Yeshua says a tremendous vart. He says that it could be, it's true that mesasik b'chalavim is chayev. But why is mesasik b'chalavim chayev? Shekei nehene. What are you eating in our sugya? In our sugya, you're eating mara. Mara, there's no shekei nehene. And being that by Mara there's no Shekein Nehneh, so could be Mara already is going to be different. Now that won't answer the sugya in Karban Pesach, Nazir Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, but at least as it relates to our sugya, so the Achroinim, the Pnei Yeshua, and Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, and the Prima Gadim, they already address this super lundis that in Yeshiva we know from Reb Chaim, but this super lundis that what happened to Misasek, and if Misasek is always Chayiv, then a Mitzvah Srichas Gavana should be the same thing, so why would there be a Mitzvah Srichas Gavana when it comes to Mara, when the Teretz is that it could be Mara is different, because the whole Misasek B'chalovim that's Chayiv is based on Shekein Nehneh. You don't have Shekein Nehneh when it comes to Mara, so it could be when it comes to Mara, over here the Halacha is going to be different. Just to end with one drush, one lighter idea, and that is, so we're talking about Karpas. Right, the topic of the daf was karpas, it was marer, mitzvah srichas kavana. One of the noisa kalim on the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz u'Matzah is Rabbeinu Manoach. It's one of the noisa kalim. And Rabbeinu Manoach, on his commentary on the Rambam, it's in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, says as follows, V'onu noyagim bekarpas. We eat karpas at the Leil HaSeder, and the reason we do is zecha l'ksoynes ha-pasim, she'osa Yaakov Avinu li-Yosef. It's a zecha to the ksoynes pasim, that Yaakov Avinu made for Yosef, which was ultimately the cause, it was the reason that the Yidden ended up in Mitzrayim. So being that the Yidden ended up in Mitzrayim because of the Kisoynes Pasim, so it's for that reason we start the Seder with Karpas. We start the Seder with Karpas, Zecher L'Kisoynes HaPasim She'asa Yaakov Avinu L'Yosef. Now what exactly was Rabbeinu Manoach referring to? Where do you find that the reason the Yidden ended up in Mitzrayim was related to the Ksenis Pasim? So it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that Fnura Midbeis. The Gemara says, V'omar Rava bar Mechasya, Omar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Omar Rav. L'oilam ha-yishanu adam b'noi ben abonu. A person should always be careful, and he shouldn't give any preferential treatment to one child over another child. Shebishvil mishkal shnei slaim melas, because it was because of two slimes worth of wool, shenasin Yaakov Yosef Mesharech Bon, that Yaakov gave Yosef more than his brothers, niskanu bayechav, his brothers became jealous, v'niskalgal hadavar, And it ended up in the whole story of Mitzrayim. So it's a Gemara. The Gemara already connected these dots. I mean, it's Pashut, but the Gemara connected these dots and made the connection between the Kesoinus Pasim and between the fact that Yidden ended up in Mitzrayim. So it says, Rabbeinu Menayach, the Anu Noyagim Bekarpas, Zechel Kesoinus Pasim, Sha'asa Yaakov Avinu LeYosef. It's for that reason we eat Karpas. And Pashut Pshat is that Karpas is Nutrikin. Kesoinus Pasim, right? It has some of the same oises. So it's Nutrikin Kesoinus Pasim, and that's the idea of Karpas. It's Zecher to the Kesoinus Pasim. Now the truth is, it's clear that there's a fundamental connection between Yosef and Mitzrayim. Number one, it all started with the Kesoinus Pasim, and Yosef is playing the key role at the onset of the Yidden descending upon Mitzrayim. At the end of the Sipur, the Yidden are at the Yamsuf, and the Yamsuf doesn't want to split. And then finally, Hayom Rav Vayonis. What did the Yam see? Aroinus Shal Yosef. So Yosef plays a very, very big role. If you have the Haggadah Shal Pesach for Rav Shmuel Yankiv, the Zois LeYakov Haggadah, he talks about it here on Karpas, and then he has a Maimer at the end of the Haggadah, and he says, Dvarim Nifloim Va'amukim, with regards to the connection between Yosef and between the connection of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But just one Ha'ara, because this came up a few times last week. So at the end of the week, we spoke out a little bit about the Kesoinus Pasim, the epic drasha from the Chassam Sofer, where he was maspid, the Baal Mayan HaChachma, it was during the hunger time, and in his drasha, in his hesped, he started saying Soides and Primius HaTorah and different Shemos, and part of his Kavanah was, because it was Vayihi Rav Ba'aretz, and he wanted to make it rain, and he spoke about the Kesoinus Pasim, and he said that really the Tifka, even though the Gemara calls it two slums worth of wool, yeah, that's all Aderech HaNigla, but Aderech Nister, it was a lot more than that. It was something that the brothers, you know, would make sense for them to be jealous of. He gave him over tremendous koiches. And the koiches that he gave him over specifically was the shame hamamun al parnasa. It's the shame ben chav beis oisius, hayoitzim and apsukim, bebirchas koyanim. And that's really what's going on. And Yosef, who amash, but this was all related to the ksoinis pasim. This was the shame hamamun. It was the shame hamamun al parnasa. And the truth is, the Chassam Sofer already asked the kasha, that if Yosef was given the shame of Amunah al Parnas, if that's what the Kesoinus Pasim was, then how do you reconcile Yosef's life? So what happened? So I don't understand. Yosef gets the Kesoinus Pasim, and then 5 minutes later, his brothers are jealous. After that, he's thrown into a pit. There's Nechashim Vakrov, and literally he gets out with miracles. Nachamazel, the brothers decided that what's the point in killing him? Let's just make a few dollars. So let's sell him instead. He ends up getting sold again and again and again and again. Eventually he ends up in Mitzrayim, which is Shtufei Zima, which was not where Yosef wants to be. And then Eishes Paitifa Chepes with him. He ends up in jail. It was just an unmitigated disaster. It was... And it started with what? With the Kesoinus Pasim. So he gets the Kesoinus Pasim, and that's like mamish the beginning of where everything starts devolving, and all of a sudden Yosef ends up with all these tzaras. You know, the Oyla Mass that we say in the Yehi Ratzon of Birchas Koyanim, we say that we should be zeicha to all the different brachos and all the hashpois that come from Birchas Koyanim. And one of the things we say is v'sitein li ulachol nafsho is besi mizoynoi seinu ufarnaso seinu berevach v'loi v'tzimtzum v'hetu v'loi v'tzim v'nachas v'loi v'tzar mitachas yotcha rechava k'shem shenosat t'pisas lechem lechol v'egel v'lilu shayach v'vino anikro yishtam. Here we need. V'sit neinu lahava. Hashem, you should give us a hava. L'cheinu l'chesed l'rachamim be'inecho ve'inu koreinu. And we should have chein, we should have chesed, we should have rachamim in your eyes and the eyes of everybody that looks at us. V'yu dvarei nishmam l'avirusecho. And everything that we say should be nishmaim. K'shem, what's the mashal? K'shem shenasates Yosef tzadikecho. Just like you gave Yosef the shoshel b'shoy of k'soinus pasim. So Yosef tzadik gets the k'soinus pasim, and as soon as he gets the k'soinus pasim, what happens? All of a sudden, and everything becomes great. L'cheinu l'chesed l'rachem in beinecha uve'enei kol roya. And Ali asked during the post game, he's out of this pashup shah. It's not true. It's not what happened. It's not the metzias. B'shosho b'shoy oviv k'soinus pasim. He got chein chesed l'rachem. But as soon as he got the k'soinus pasim, his life fell apart. That's why he got sold, and it was nisim in a flies that everything played out. Right. So what's pashup shah? What's Pashup Shat? How do you understand this? The Kesoinus Pasim is the Shema Mamun Ala Parnasa. What happens? Yosef becomes a slave. The Kesoinus Pasim, we say in the Yehiratzim, was L'chein or L'chesed or L'ra'ah. It was just the opposite. V'ayikanu b'yachad, the Torah says. Where's the Chein? Where's the Chesed? Where's the Rachamim? Uve'enei Koroyov? His brothers didn't see it that way. Where exactly did this play out? What's Pashup Shat? How did the Kesoinus Pasim, how did this actually happen? But it could be the Kash is a mistake. Or maybe the Teretz is Pashup. Maybe the teretz is, you know, we think that, oh, Hashem, Yaakov gave Yosef the ksenis pasim. So that meant instant gratification. All of a sudden, everything had to play itself out. Maybe the events started playing themselves out, but it didn't go 0 to 60, but rather everything started unfolding. You know, we mentioned not long ago, again, everything's coming together, but we mentioned that Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu to go speak to Paro. He didn't want to go. And finally agrees he's going to go. And what happens? Paro says, well, the Jews have time to start conspiring to figure out a way to get out of Mitzrayim. Tichbad o'avoid al-anoshim. Right? Make it even harder. And you have to tichbad o'avoid al-anoshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Hashem. Vayoshev Moshe al-Hashem. Vayoymer Hashem. Lo mari yoysa, lo mazeh, lo mazeh shlachtoni. So what are you doing? Umayaz basi al-Paro ledaber b'shmecho. Heira lo mazeh. Vahatzo lo yitzal tesamecho. You told me go to Paro because Paro is going to send the Yidin out of Mitzrayim. That's not what happened. He didn't take him out of Mitzrayim. To the contrary, everything just unraveled. And umeos basi el paru the daber b'shmecho heiro lo mazeh v'atzalei tzalta samecho. So we spoke out once from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav says, so what happened? What's takim shah? What happened? What's pashim shah? Hashem told Moshe, go to Paro, everything is going to work out. It didn't work out. Everything got worse. He said, because we know the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. But Hashem realized Yidden wouldn't be able to survive Mitzrayim for 400 years. So what did he do? There was a koshi hashiva, but he made it hard. And by making it hard, it counted towards the quantity of the shiva. The quality made up for the quantity, full circle. And as a result, they were able to get out sooner. If it wouldn't have been harder, it would have been much worse. That means the tchilo of the geula was Tichbad o'avoid al-anoshim. So the Brisker Rav said, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he says, I don't understand. Lo mari yoysa lo mazeh. Lo mazeh shalachtani. Umi has basi l'pari d'abu shimcha her lo mazeh v'atzo lo yitzalto. The Teretz says, that's exactly the point. Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem said, that's what I'm doing. It's her lo mazeh. It's the only way they're going to get out of Mitzrayim. We have to get out of Mitzrayim. Right now, the second you went to Paro, the event started. It happened that second. You walked into Paro, you walk out, you kiss the mezuzah, and that's when everything started to play out. Tichbad avoid al anoshim, that was the koshi hashibud, and now we can start talking about gula, because otherwise we have a few hundred years to go. Otherwise we can't be talking about gula. That's precisely what happened. That's exactly the nekuda. The nekuda is that as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu went in, the gula started. Maybe that's what happened with the ksenis pasim. Meaning, the kasha is such a good kasha that you almost have to like think backwards. What are we missing? Maybe that's what we're missing. We assumed the ksenis pasim was instant bro. No, you know what the ksenis pasim was? Yosef HaTzadik put, he donned that ksenis pasim for the first time, and that's when everything started. Now it's Yosef's destiny of Parnasa, the Yosef who amashber. Now Yosef's going to end up in Mitzrayim. He's going to be the manik. The Sefurna says that what was the ksenis pasim? The Sefurna says a different nekuda. He says that the ksenis pasim was, it was a beged. He said it was a beged of malchus. That's what the ksenis pasim was. For us, like ksenis pasim lo oishia who amanik b'vayis v'sada. Yosef has to be. Where's he going to be the manik? He's going to be the manik in Mitzrayim. I'm going to be the manik in. No, he's going to the biggest city in the world. That's where he's going to be a manik. And the second Yosef HaTzadik put on the ksenis pasim, vayikanu b'yechad. The second Moshe Rabbeinu walked into the Paro, tichbad o'avoid al-anoshim. What do you mean? I thought we're supposed to bring the geula. Yeah, but this is how the geula is going to happen. The geula is going to happen with koshi hashibud. Because sometimes geula has to play itself out. And it doesn't happen right away. B'shoshe hel bishoy. B'shoshe hel bishoy. Yosef, Aviv, ksenis pasim. As soon as he put on the ksenis pasim, everything changed. It was chen, it was chesed, it was rachamim. You're right. Now, usually if there's an asiyas chen, there should be a tava. But the way Hashem was orchestrating it was, is that now, it was going to play out with the koshi hashibud. But it's all part of the chen. It's all part of the chesed. Because the koshi hashibud was here for a tachlis. The koshi hashibud was here for a matara. So Rabbeinu Menoyach, just to wrap it together, says that we start the Haggadah Shel Pesach with karpas. Why do we start? It's pretty close to the beginning of the Seder. Why karpas? Because we remember the ksenis pasim. Because in the ksenis pasim lies the root cause of why the Yidden ended up in Mitzrayim. They ended up in Mitzrayim because of the ksenis pasim. But it's a little deeper than that. In the ksenis pasim lies an understanding of what went on. An understanding of the koshi hashibud. It's a paradigm shift in terms of understanding how this all played out. Yosef HaTzadik puts on this ksenis pasim, this magical beged. And what happened when he put on the magical beged? He didn't become the manig right away. It started off very rough. It started off not looking very promising, but at the end, the Skalbel Adover, Yosef Hu HaMashber, Yosef is the Manik, Yosef is the Melech, it all played out. The journey was long and it was scenic, but at the same time, it all ended up with a Tachlis. And that Tachlis started the second he put on the Ksainis Pasim. The second the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they started with Tsaris. It was all for a Tachlis. Hashem told Avram Avinu by the Bris Bein Absarim, Yodoya Teda Kiger Yez Arachav, the Eretz Loi Lahem, Vavodim Vino Oysim Arbe Meyashonah. But it was always with a Tachlis. What was the Tachlis? Vagamas Agoya Sheyavoidu Dono Noichi, Vachre Chen Yetzu Berchush Godol. And every single Shmeis, every single time another Yid ended up in a gas chamber, it was all for the same Tachlis. It was all, what was the punchline? That was the Tachlis. There's going to be a Klal Yisrael, they're going to see Nisim in a Flois, Hashem is going to reveal Himself to them, they're going to be Mekabel the Torah, they're eventually going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So did it look like Chen and Chesed B'Shoshel Bisho Avav Ksoynes Pasim? Absolutely not. But I think the cash is too good. And must be, there was Chen and Chesed. Where was it? The Teretz says it was the Koshe Hashiba. This is the way it was going to play out. And every single moment of it was Chen. Every single moment of it was Chesed. It's true, in real time, it was very hard to understand. But when you know the end of the story, and you have hindsight, which is 2020, we could appreciate it. Maybe that's just another knetch, just another little knetch, in why we would start to say that right before we talk about Avodim Onyinu L'Pair B'Mitzrayim, we talk about Vaymaru as Chayeim, we have a little bit of a perspective now, we understand what this is all about. It's true it was Vaymaru, it's true it was Vavodim V'inu Oysam Arba Me'eshono, but it was Chen, it was Chesed, it was Rachamim. Every single thing that happened was V'achri Chen Yeitzu B'chush Gadol, V'achri Chen Yeitzu B'chush Gadol, every single smack was the Achrechen Yetzu B'chush Gadol.